Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Dr. Craig Martin. You're listening to the Inside Connection live from Los Angeles. It's been a really interesting week. My lovely co-host and I, Christina Martin, were just talking about how upside down everything feels. Christina, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Yeah, upside down, inside out, in personal lives and public lives, all over the place.
Yeah. You know, just before we got on the air, I looked at the position of the planets, and I saw where Saturn was at 0-0. It said 0-0 Aquarius. So just within the next few hours or even within this half hour while we're talking, Saturn is going to go back into Capricorn and go back from the energy of the social distancing back to the more heavy, dour, I think, governmental bodies, you know, suggesting that we might perhaps lock down. There's a little bit of that energy coming, I think, and hopefully for some people, they're preparing for that. And the other big news that we have is Mars has gone into Aries a couple of days ago, and that's making everyone feel, I think, particularly pent up and volatile. And I know that I've experienced it in myself. I've certainly been experiencing it in my young, you know, grade school aged child. And Mars in Aries is very aggressive. You know, I think we do feel really pent up and we feel really confined. And that energy, which is going to be lasting for a long time because Mars is going to go retrograde in Aries. I think we looked at, you know, Mars in Aries all the way until January of 2021.
Yes.
That's a long time to have Mars in one vibe. And it's not a bad vibe as long as things are open. You know, as long as things are unlocked, you know, as long as social tensions are not high, you know, Mars in Aries, we might be able to accomplish a lot. You might be able to get a lot done. You might be able to be super creative. You might be feeling more forceful, more willful, more effective in the world. You know, those are the positive things. But the downside of it is definitely anger.
Yeah, anger and aggression and like tempers and like the, you know, the downfall of being confined like a caged animal, just like needing to get out. That's a tricky one. Yeah, I think that we got to watch out for that. We're going to talk more about that.
Yeah, because the combination in general, I think, that's coming up with Saturn returning to Capricorn, and in late September, it rejoins Pluto in Capricorn and Jupiter in Capricorn. We're back into that trifecta of those three planets being in alignment, which has been a theme for 2020 for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that alignment itself was one of the aspects that was, you know, an apparent celestial marker for the coronavirus. And, you know, we're getting that realignment again now in the fall of this year. So we've been talking about that a little bit on the show, and that we need to pay attention to the different signs of what's going on socially and how to prepare for that if we were to be, you know, getting closer to some kind of a lockdown. I think people don't want to see things. You know, I think when I look at community, I think people generally have a pretty narrow view of what's happening before them, which is understandable. It's sometimes hard to get through the day, let alone get through a whole week. You know, I mean, and it is legitimately, but foresight, I think, and planning can help us to navigate where we are headed. Like, you know, being able to see a little bit into the future.
Yes. Yeah. I think it is really interesting, that foresight, because I feel like that's also kind of part of Capricorn. Capricorn's deal is getting to that goal. And the way you get to a goal, especially a higher one, is by planning and taking your time. So to me, Saturn moving back into Capricorn is definitely about the authority figures, the leaders out here that we have, and how, you know, they're having to have a second chance of doing the right thing, acting as true leaders. I know in California, they just closed the bars up again. They were open. Bars were starting to be open and no longer. So
yeah, and also the beaches. They reclosed the beaches right for this weekend, which is a big deal because it's 4th of July, you know, and they're saying like, no, that's going to create community spread of this disease. And yeah, it's still with us, you know, and we have to take it seriously. Even if large numbers of us would never get sick and die from it, you know, it's protecting people who would. And that's important. It is. It's important. And we have to try to refigure out how to, you know, make our income, take care of ourselves. You know, relying on the government is a hard thing to do. The government is not particularly reliable. So it's hard to say, well, you know, that kind of entity will take care of us if we're feeling in need. But we all do really have a social responsibility to people who are vulnerable. And yeah, that's something that we constantly have to keep in mind. And it's interesting about how, you know, Saturn and Capricorn itself rules old people. You know, that would be an archetype. It would be an archetype if you created an archetype, you know, for the signs. And you know, Saturn is the wise one, the wise old person, right?
Yes.
And in Capricorn, it's the wise old person with some level of authority. And here we have, you know, Pluto coming in and, you know, unfortunately killing a lot of those people. And I think that's been sad for a lot of families. And I think there's been a lot of grief that goes around with it. I know collectively I've been feeling it as a sensitive, intuitive person, right? You know, like we can just, there's like a collective fear and there's a collective sadness that I think that is pretty easy to tap into if we even take a minute to think about it.
Seriously, truly.
Yeah. I think it's important though. Like, what's transforming us? What energies are transforming us? Like, what's the point of the, you know, the coronavirus? Doesn't it have some transformational potential? Can't it bring us to a new place? And can't we go to that new place by feeling something, becoming more compassionate towards people being afraid, or becoming more compassionate towards people being
vulnerable?
Sad. Both. Vulnerable, sad. I was thinking, you know, of that sort of collective sadness that we all have. What's been lost? I was in the grocery store the other day and I saw a guy with a t-shirt on, right? And he's walking down the aisle and it was just fairly big print. And it said on his t-shirt, like three lines or something, it said, "The normal of 2019 will never be normal again." And
what a statement, and so true.
Yeah, it's just right there, like, you know, yellow letters on black. It was very, it was very right there, and I kind of agree with that. I really do. And so, the time is now for us to already be preparing for that, not avoiding it. And pretending that we only have to wait another month and we only have to wait another month and everything will be back like Christmas.
Right. There's no, I think that we had talked earlier this week and talking about how just this year has scorched forest. And now, you know, to grow something is so decimated like a forest, it takes a long time to rebuild. And that's this whole Pluto metaphor. So I totally agree. It's this, Saturn moving back into Capricorn is again like the you know, retrograde, the review of burned forest.
Well, doesn't it have to be a reminder also of our responsibility? Like Capricorn as the responsible, you know, and Saturn as where we're going to focus. Like, you're going to focus now on this.
Mm-hmm.
And focusing on our responsibility to each other, to the planet, to the way we were, to way we have been polluting, to our consumerism, to, you know, like all these different things that we, that, you know, and there's a lot of rebellion from that. There's a lot of people that don't want to look at that at all. And so the universe says, okay, we're going to take you for another dunk.
Yeah. I know, you know, I feel like it's so funny because I don't think of myself as somebody, like, I like to be flexible and let people be, but I went to the grocery store the other day and there were two older gentlemen and they were at the meat counter and they didn't have masks on, didn't even have them like strapped to their ear or anything, nowhere in sight. And I got so furious. I got so angry. I didn't say anything and I still am grappling with whether I should have or not. But how crazy is that, you know, 6 months ago, okay, whatever, I don't care what you do, but this is like,
if you're going to say something, take out your phone to film it.
Yes. Even more responsible. Yes. To hold them responsible even further. Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad. Oh, it's sad. I'm saying that only because of the politicization of masks when it's really just, you know, like common sense. It has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with, you know, you trying to be controlled or whatever. I mean, we have speed limits, right? We have speed limits mostly because we don't want you to kill us. So you're supposed to observe traffic rules because because you're going to protect other people.
Yes.
You know, like, you want to drive 150 miles an hour and blow out a tire and die, I guess that's okay. But if, you know, And the rules are there to protect people from hurting themselves, but they're mostly there to protect you from hurting other people. And so that's what this rule is too. This is just a rule to protect other people, to keep you from hurting other people. That's all it is. It's not political. It's like a common sense law. I know it's not really a law, but it's like in certain places it is. It's an order. And that's kind of a law. I know in Europe, in Italy, they gave tickets out for not wearing masks in public.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they gave a lot of them. And, you know,
so you have a physical consequence of breaking that quote unquote law.
Yeah.
Or
that'll never happen here because here we expect people to rise up to the greater good. You know, that's the sort of the American way, is to say, like, let's all be responsible and do the right thing. Do the right thing, right?
Mm.
It's funny because the conversation even that we're having is so Saturnian, right? Such a, and that happens. That happens. It's so Saturnian. Here we are, Mars at Aries, giving you a Saturn in Capricorn, giving you a little lecture on what the right thing to do is. But you need to know it inside yourself. You need to know. You need to have some moral compass.
Yes. Well, yeah, exactly. And that's a perfect example when Saturn's moving backwards and then Mars eventually will move backwards too. It's another little ping reminder, a little jab in the face here, especially with Mars coming up. It's going to be some grappling, I think, too. Like, I felt like seeing that person in the store, like, I'm not really an angry person, but I got angry. And it's like, you know, we're going to all, I think, collectively start to have to deal with that, with our anger about the situation, about other people and how they're handling it, how our leaders are handling it. So, it's just going to be a whole 6 months or 4 months, 5 months, something like that, about that. So, you know, we got a while to work on that.
Yeah, Mars in Aries is about action. What actions are we supposed to take, you know, right now? And those actions are, for right now, still preventative.
Right.
Preventative. You know, what can we do in both areas of these two major things that we've seen emerge in our country? Let's just talk about our country, the pandemic and racial injustice, and what actions can we take individually, there certainly are actions that we can take, and we've seen a lot of industries take actions.
Yes.
You know, and those are the things that are very proactive for Mars in Aries. Is the actions, the efforts, because Mars is all about initiative. It's all about taking action. And in Aries, it's a lot of action. And if it doesn't get done, and it doesn't get done the way it's supposed to get done, then things get hot.
Things get hot. I know. I feel like we're going to have kind of a hot fall. Maybe not temperature wise, but we're going to have a lot of hot heads running around. Hot tempers, hot.
Well, they already
action.
Are. They already are. They already are. Right. And it's sad if things are going to get hotter, you know, because that's not productive. It's not productive.
Right.
People yelling at each other. It's really not.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's also important too, you know, for everybody out there listening to, you know, take a look at your own chart. Where is Aries in your chart? And, you know, of course, we can help you out with that. But that's a good place to start to ruminate on what action you want to take. The positive, you know, if you're going to be putting a rocket behind you, where is it going to go? What's the right direction to take it in?
And I think there's also some intuition that people have on those kinds of things. I think there is some intuitive feeling, because if you feel like you need to do more exercise, it's very likely that you'll manifest some, you know, poster at the grocery store or on a light post somewhere that says personal trainer by online classes, you know, if you need to, you know, get your finances in order, then you'll be directed there. You'll be directed there. That's one of the sort of magical things about Mars in Aries, is that the energy itself is very proactive. It wants to express itself. So it will bring about all these different occasions for everyone to be able to express it.
Express, master.
It needs to function, right? It needs to function. You understood, right? What I just said, which was about like manifestation principle. Mars is in Aries and it wants to express itself.
Yeah.
So it will create circumstances and alignments in your life that will help you to move forward in some area that you already know you need to move forward in. It's kind of in no uncertain terms, really, because Aries doesn't screw around. It's like not a, it's a very straightforward energy. There's nothing hidden or mysterious, particularly about Aries energy. Straightforward. You
direct.
See what you get. You get what you see. Yeah. It's confident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think there's an opportunity for us to have personal confidence.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I like that. All around, especially if we're, you know, I mean, I feel like just as a whole, everybody, I mean, you know, it feels a little like forced to, but at the same time, everybody is mostly playing by the rules. They're disciplining themselves throughout this coronavirus. And when you get to that point, you maybe do feel a little bit more a master of your own making. You know, you have the ability to handle this massive global, you know, pandemic, this huge just turmoil. Thank you.
Catastrophe. Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. It's been a catastrophe, But still, there has to be learning that's coming from it. We wouldn't have it if it didn't have a purpose, a higher purpose, a spiritual purpose.
Right.
I mean, right at the beginning, it was pretty clear that all of a sudden the human beings had stopped polluting the earth.
Immediately.
Something we hadn't done, like nonstop polluting for since when? 1850? Earlier than that? Like 200 years maybe of, you know, just chopping down trees and burning up resources and, you know,
taking,
it's only
taking,
accelerated.
Taking.
It's only
right.
accelerated. And those were the interesting big news things, right? Oh, my God, the water is clean. The air is clean.
Yeah.
And did that mean anything to anybody? Because I saw it. I saw the message. And I think it's hard for people to change the way they live. It's very hard.
Yes.
It's hard. It's just granted. It's just hard. Like, you know, buying water in plastic bottles or using plastic bags or, you know, all the packaging that we use in the United States. It's so much like ordering things online all the time with paper boxes, cardboard boxes. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, you know.
Right.
Driving fuel-efficient cars or not, is, you know.
Yes.
And so it's very hard for people to say, like, I'll make that change because all of it feels like a sacrifice.
The all loss of, it feels of convenience. Like a, yes,
correct.
Exactly.
100%.
Right. Sacrifice. Such an interesting theme to this whole thing is sacrifice. I feel like we know Neptune was, we talked about Neptune last week, but that, I mean, that to me feels like a more of a Neptunian word, but at the same time, it's the limiting. I think that's really important here. The restriction from Capricorn.
And then Saturn.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Sacrifice and what that does for others. And is that, I mean, obviously people are going to keep doing what they want to do out of their own convenience. I don't know. You know, I mean, I definitely notice like it's beautiful out when I go into nature now. I mean, not that often, but on occasion, you know, you hear stories of all animals coming out now. Like there's a little bit more freedom, a little bit more air and, you know, breath, fresh breath for the whole globe. But does that on an individual level?
That feels a little bit like Saturn in Aquarius. It feels a little bit like Saturn in Aquarius, the idea that we're going to have to embrace the idea of sharing in a different way. Sharing. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, certainly, you know, and I am no expert on race or racism or race relations or anything like that. But what I just thought was there has something about sharing is connected to all of that, is, you know, not wanting to share with people who are not like you, or you think they're not like you, that you think they're not like you. So you don't want to share with them. Yeah, there's something in there. It's definitely worth, you know, sort of doubling in. I feel in a lot of places like universal healthcare, and this is just something that I observe. It might be easier to accomplish in a place like Sweden or Finland or something because they all feel like Swedes or Finns, you know?
Because they all
feel like a common affinity around their nationality. And
yeah.
Americans are very divided because we are a conglomeration of so many different nationalities and ethnicities. And I think that makes it more difficult for us to say like, oh yeah, I'll help pay for your health insurance. Like I'll put my taxes in, you know, I'll put my taxes in and pay for, you know, yours. No. I don't want to do that because you're not like me. You're not a part of my community.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in a more homogenized country, I think it's easier for them to see a path to that, to socializing education, because then they all feel French or they all feel, you know, Spanish. And it's like they don't have ethnic diversity there. They do. But I think that they're still more nationalistically oriented towards like a common ethnicity. And I don't know that the United States has that because of, you know, just, I don't know, 400 years of immigration and people coming here from different places in the world.
Right. Yeah. I love that. I actually have been doing some readings lately for people with Saturn in Aquarius in their own chart. And it's really interesting to dive into that. It's the struggle for community, the struggle or the hard work that it kind of takes, the having to both be an individual and also part of the group holding
Great.
that in the same space. So we're learning that now. I mean, we kind of have been, not really.
Because Saturn went into Aquarius for a minute, for a quick minute,
right.
and all of a sudden it was social distance, right? Like social distance became one of the outcomes of Saturn going into Aquarius, and also, you know, race problems, racial tension in the United States became an issue with Saturn going into Aquarius. And it's because Aquarius deals with an idealism. Aquarius deals with an ideal, like a supposed level playing field, humanitarianism.
Mm-hmm.
That's ruled by Aquarius. So, you know, if we're all human, then we should all be treated equally, right? The whole, you know, idea, that Jeffersonian idea that everyone's basically equal and should be treated equal in that way.
Right.
It's complicated because we still clearly have a long way to go to figure all of those things out. I think for me and for, you know, our show and our conversations and the people who listen, we want to be able to say, okay, so now Saturn's going into Capricorn and it's going to be there until Christmas. It goes back into Aquarius in December of 2020. And this is the last time it will be there for another 30 years. So we have a few more months to really experience what that is, Saturn in Capricorn. And again, I think it's about dedication and responsibility to each other, but to just everything, to our work. You know, I think there's no real time for goofing off. Not much. Everything's become so serious. And
oh my
because
gosh.
Things are serious.
Right.
And yet our community has been so frivolous. Just the frivolousness of functioning in life with an iPhone, you know, the frivolousness of a smartphone and just constant connection to devices and sort of, I don't want to say meaningless interactions, but that's what it turns into for a lot of people. I hear so many people actually complain about how addicted they are to their devices and how meaningless it becomes, and that all it really is a distraction.
So
I think Saturn in Capricorn is a return to responsibility. You have Saturn in Capricorn. You're in your natal chart. So do I.
Yeah.
You and I both do.
Right.
Yes. And for those people who think that Christina Martin is related to me, she is not. We're just lucky enough to both have the same last name. And she has Saturn in Capricorn, and so do I, which means that she's about 30 years younger than me. God help me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
only in spirit.
Just thought I would take a minute to clarify that in case there was any confusion about whether she was my sister or my wife. No, she's my friend.
Saturn and Capricorn friend.
Absolutely. And definitely a light in my life. For you and I think we probably uniquely can speak to Saturn in Capricorn. I know I can. I know what it feels like for me. I know that I'm very hardworking and very dedicated and very responsible. There's a lot of responsibility. So that might be heavy, you know, but Mars in Aries, Saturn in Capricorn, if we can make one really good thing out of it, it's going to be able to take action in responsibility.
Yeah, I love that. Right. Focused action. I absolutely love that. It's taking that like burst of energy and directing it to the right place. And then really once you focus, and Saturn, the whole, at least good part about Saturn is the reward at the end of the tunnel, when you are able to limit yourself a little bit and stay on track, less frivolity, more work. But
a little less frivolity and more work. It can't hurt any of us.
Right.
Now, I'm Dr. Craig Martin. You've been listening to The Inside Connection. I can't believe how fast our half hours go, Christina Martin, but I love having you here with me. We're not going to be doing a show next Wednesday, guys, but we are going to be back 2 weeks from now on the 15th of July. So we hope that everybody is good. Happy 4th of July. We look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Thanks for joining us.
Good night. Stay safe, everyone.